marriage is an institution for raising children. That's about it. I don't see the other perks myself. That's the only reason to get married. Well, unless you're sickly. If you're sickly, then you know. You know, get married, have somebody take care of your sick ass, you know. Raising kids. Because you know why? This is what I believe. I think when you get married, you're going into business together. You're opening a business, right? In all business, you have to have a product. You got to produce something. Why are you in business? See, we were married 7 years, no kids, so we went out of business. No inventory. I didn't get it. Because to me, it was like this. Okay, I was taking care of myself before I met you. You were taking care of yourself before you met me. Let's just continue down this same path. You know, let's be together separately. That was working for me. But he would come home and just say something to me that I just didn't understand. He would walk in the door, what's for dinner? What you cook? I ate already. Yeah, she said this one time. I'm all out of clean underwear. Ooh, you need to wash. I did my laundry yesterday. I got a drawer full of clean panties. Look at that. You welcome to borrow a pair to tide you over if you like. Raising kids, man. You know, and I get asked that a lot, too. People say, well, don't you regret not having kids? And I go, not really. And then if they keep asking, I always say this, well, you know, maybe one day I'll adopt. But I don't mean that. I don't. It's just something I say that make me sound like a nicer person. That's all. With kids too, I don't really think about not having kids because I don't hear the clock ticking. To me, the clock stopped at 26. Yeah, this whole aging process is messing with me, man. Because I still feel and think the same way I did when I was 26. You know, so I feel 26, especially after I have a few drinks. Oh boy, then it really kicks in. Right? Because boy, you have a few drinks, boy, you feel sexy, don't you? Know what I'm saying? I knew I was 26. I don't know what that lying-ass calendar was talking about. I'm 26, right? Because you feel sexy when you drink, don't you? Woo, you feel sexy when you drink. You know, you're drinking, feeling sexy, at the bar talking trash. Then you go to the ladies' room and you check yourself out in the mirror. You're like, yeah, dang. You're a sexy bitch. She little sexy. I f you. Ooh, you hot. Feel sexy, man. Me and four of my girlfriends, we went down to South Beach, man, hanging out in Miami, on South Beach, drinking, all our little thong bikinis on, letting it all hang out, feeling sexy, feeling 26, until some real 26-year-olds walked by. Put that down. Me my sarong. Got windy out here, didn't it? Yeah, a little 26-year-old wind just whipped right through here, didn't it?
Welcome to the Nerdist Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Ginnert, alongside Brendan Valentine.
Hello, hello.
Oh, good pick. Good pick.
I've always liked Wanda Sykes. I mean, she's... You know, I hear all the people all the time. You made the joke earlier that, you know, women aren't funny. Wanda Sykes is male, female, whatever. I love Wanda. She's always been one of my favorites. So, and I don't know what, that's another one where it pops up. I don't think she belongs in my, and I don't think she fits in my top 10, but she's pushing it.
Yeah. No, there's times because she's done so many, I don't want to say shitty, but come on, the Wanda Sykes show.
Oh my God.
Wasn't very good.
No.
You know, and I forget. There's people like that we've talked about numerous times. Robin Williams, right? Started as a stand-up,
mm-hmm.
hit the movies, and there's a whole generation that didn't even know him as stand-up.
Yeah.
You know, and a generation like ours that forgot he was stand-up, you know, because you got so enthralled with his fucking 80s movies, 90s movie, you know. And then before he passed, he went back to stand-up, you know, and was really just doing that full-time. We think about that with Jim Carrey. We think about that with, you know, a lot of guys.
Yeah, that you forget that they were stand-up before. And, I mean, that's one thing with, like, Jim Carrey. I mean, even though they had stand-up. But Robin Williams, I mean, I've always – I mean, you did, like you said, you forgot a little bit that he was stand-up. But I've always loved his stand-up.
Me personally forgot more that he continued doing stand-up.
Yeah.
Right? Because – I just assumed when he hit the acting studio, that was it.
Yeah, and dropped the cocaine.
Yeah.
You go back and watch some of his early 80s, late 70s stand up, that he's high as fuck.
Oh yeah. No doubt in my mind. But when you said, yeah. Oh, pick a clip by Wanda Sykes, like my first thought literally went what is it, Clerks 2.
Is she in Clerks too?
She's a customer. She's not in it very long. She's a customer. And mm-hmm. she walks in and I want to, if I'm not mistaken, they were just coming from church or something. But then Randall does his whole bit on taking Porch Monkey back and how that's a white term. And he's going to take it back for Whitey. And she loses her mind.
Yeah. I remember it. Now that you're mentioning it, I'm like, yes.
Let me see if I can find it, because that to me was fucking super funny. Here, we'll play a little bit of it.
That's because she has a different look than her normal.
And not much. She's got shorter hair, but, you know, she had that hair in the Wanda Sykes show.
Yeah, but that show, we try not to talk about that show.
I know, like I said, it wasn't good.
No, that's why we try not to talk about it.
If I'm gonna let some self-righteous lucky turd come in here and treat me and Dante like we're a couple of fucking porch monkeys.
Randall! I'm sorry. He
didn't really just say what I think he said.
What? Porch monkeys?
Randall!
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I want my money back right now.
Of course. You know what? Here, take this on us.
Oh, no. I'm not eating something that was cooked by some cracker-ass hate monger.
I will. Baby, you can't taste racism.
What racism? Porch monkeys?
You little mother...
Calm down, champ. It ain't worth it.
You lucky my husband will jump across this counter and knock your teeth in.
Why?
Yeah, baby, why? I mean, ain't like he called us porch monkeys.
Hey!
Come on, baby, stop hitting on me. See, the judge told you about that. You gotta stop putting your hands
here,
on people.
Here, take this. This is your money. Please, take the food on us. We're sorry.
Oh, I'm gonna write the paper about this and all y'all getting fired up
Jesus.
In here.
Well,
I'm gonna take the food. Thank you very much. Dang it! Fucking poach.
Thanks. Monkey. Come again.
Don't leave me, baby.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
What? What's the big deal? Since when is it a crime to say porch monkey?
Oh, I don't know. Since forever?
Why?
Because porch monkey's a racial slur against black people.
No, it's not. Nigger is.
Randall!
Did Randall just call Mr. Dante a nigger?
Shut up, Elias!
I didn't just call Dante a nigger. I just said that nigger is a racial slur.
So is porch monkey.
Oh, it is not. Coon, spook, spade, mooly, jigaboo, nignog, those are racial slurs. Porch monkey is not.
I'm going to pretend like this conversation didn't happen. Elias, go pick up that fucking mess, and you are this close to getting shit canned. Shoot me now.
What are you doing? Are you trying to get fired?
Since when did porch monkey suddenly become a racial slur?
When ignorant racists started saying it 100 years ago.
Oh, bullshit. My grandmother used to call me a porch monkey all the time when I was a kid because I'd sit on the porch and stare at my neighbors.
Despite the fact that your grandmother might have used it as a term of endearment for you, it's still a racial slur. It'd be like your grandmother calling you a little kike.
Oh, it is not. Plus, my grandmother had nothing but the utmost respect for the Jewish community. When I was a kid, she told me to always treat the Jewish kids well or they'd put the Sheeny curse on me.
What the fuck, man?
What?
Sheeny's a racial slur, too.
Oh, it is not.
Yes, it is.
Well, she never called any Jews Sheeny. She just used to say Sheeny curse a lot. It was cute.
It wasn't cute. It was racist.
I disagree, man. She was just an old-timer. That's the way people talked back then. Didn't mean they were racist. But my grandmother did refer to a broken beer bottle once as a nigger knife. You know, come to think of it, my grandmother was kind of a racist.
You think?
Well, I still don't think porch monkey should be considered a racial term. I mean, I've always used it to describe lazy people, not lazy black people. Oh. I think if we really tried, we could reclaim porch monkey and save it.
It can't be saved, Randall. The sole purpose for its creation, the only reason it exists in the first place, is to disparage an entire race. And even if it could be saved, you can't save it because you're not black.
Well, listen to you. Telling me I can't do something because of the color of my skin? You're the racist. I'm taking it back. You watch. Hey, what can I get for you, little porch monkey? That's cool. I'm taking it back.
I had never put together how much that clip fits in today's society. Holy shit.
I need to go back and watch that whole fucking movie now. I forgot how amazing it was.
That's like half the people on TikTok.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
I'm taking it back. What? That's not a racial slur. And then names like every fucking racial slur that's out there. And you're like, yeah.
Holy shit. God.
Oh,
wow.
Oh.
That was supposed to just be a Wanda Sykes clip, by the way. But
I know, but that you can't stop it once it's going. I mean, once that clip starts going, it's just there.
Yeah. So
now I really feel like I need to go watch it again.
Yep, that was where my mind went when you said
Wanda Sykes.
Wanda
yeah.
Sykes. Like I just automatically went to that clip. Like I think when you say her, I think of that, and she's what, 1 minute maybe she was there.
Oh yeah. Yeah, not even that. I mean, really. But yeah, and I definitely, because it's one of those things I have somewhere around here. I'd have to find it. I have the Clerks 2, like, special box set thing that came inside of a movie, like, Happy Meal box.
Nice.
So somewhere I've got the movie Happy Meal, like, basically box that the movie came in. It was, yeah. Because we've talked about how I wasn't a Kevin Smith fan.
Yeah.
In high school and stuff like that. It wasn't until I got older that I really appreciated it.
Yeah. And now we're waiting on Clerks 3.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which, speaking of, I haven't seen too much on Clerks 3.
See, I was going to say, last I saw, I thought I remember seeing something where they said that it was done filming and it just needed editing. I thought, but that was a while ago.
Let's see. My slow-ass internet. There we go. Is Clerks 3 coming out?
Oh, Elias is back.
Yeah. Jeff Anderson's the big one back, right? That.
Yeah, because that
they
was.
They had a huge falling out or whatever.
There was a huge falling out, but it's weird. It's everything I've seen. There's. I couldn't find anything on what the falling out really was. Like, they kept it very close to the chest on what it was. But there was something between them, some falling out.
Well, and they did that too. Like, we don't have nearly any of the story on the Ben Affleck falling out with him too.
Yeah, they apparently fixed in the lab before, you know. But he wasn't able to fix it for, you know, Jay and Silent Bob, you know, the reboot.
Well, it does say Clerks 3 already has a time run. It's going to be 1 hour 34 minutes.
Yeah, like I said, I thought they said they finished filming. It was just needed editing and everything else.
Well, if they have the time on how long the movie is going to be,
yeah,
you know, then I'm assuming it's edited.
Yeah.
I don't see. All I'm seeing is sometime in 2022, and we should get the trailer here soon. This was in November.
Which, I mean, who knows? I mean, that's one thing, like, you know, you've seen a bunch of movies get pushed back. I know what Morbius got pushed.
Yeah.
Because the Omicron, basically, they didn't want to, yeah.
Yeah.
Release in the middle of Omicron.
That wasn't the initial reason why, even in their first press release. It was because of the success of Spider-Man.
Yeah. Okay.
Which makes no sense. Why not ride that coattail? You know, you have people jacked over Spider-Man, and now you're bringing another character from the Spider-Man world out.
And I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's one of those things because technically Morbius isn't, which is weird because technically it's not part of the Marvel. It's Sony.
Well, yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
But
so
then they're
Venom.
Also bringing the Vulture over.
Yeah.
They're pulling Vulture over to Morbius. So.
They're starting to add those into the MCU. They are still technically Sony movies.
Yeah.
But with the multiverse opening up, because Venom's a Sony movie too.
I'm scared of the multiverse because everything that all the new, the shit I keep hearing, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, so much.
It's one of those that some of them you're like, God, I hope it's true. And other ones you're like, please God, I hope it, if they do some of them, I hope it's something like Deadpool where they just shoot him in the head.
Like Tom Cruise as a Tony Stark variant.
Yeah, please God, just so let him pop on screen and let someone shoot him in the head, just like they did at the end of Deadpool with, you know, Green Lantern.
I'm hearing Chris Evans playing both Human Torch.
I've heard that.
And
yeah.
Captain America.
That he was going to play them both. The one I'm hoping for is the Fantastic Four, you know, Reed Richards. They're supposedly, but I mean, who knows? That's been a huge rumor for a while that he's going to be Reed Richards.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I'm seeing, oh, God, Edward Norton coming back. I would much rather have Eric Bana.
Yeah.
Outside of the CGI, just because it was in its infancy when that movie came out, that is a far superior Hulk movie than Edward Norton's.
Yeah.
Like, far superior. Yeah. But here's the thing, too. How do you make that work in the multiverse? Because the MCU, the Incredible Hulk is part of the MCU. It's in the same timeline. They simply switch actors.
That would be interesting. Yeah, I mean, that's because that's one thing they did with the Spider-Man. They're different universes.
Which makes sense. You're going to a multiverse, multiple universes. Yeah. Edward Norton.
Which was kind of cool how they brought in all the movies that don't fit anymore. I mean, it would have been really, I mean, not, you know, sound bad, but, you know, to bring in some of the ones, the even older, go farther back, you know, bring in Lou Ferrigno.
Now that would make sense. But also, that's not Bruce Banner.
No.
They could even make that without it being multiverse and just MCU as Bruce's dad, David, which is what he was.
And a lot of people don't realize that. They think that that's not Bruce. That's David Banner.
So you would have to bring him and, oh my God, is that? Not Nick Nolte, Nick Nolte is David Banner in the Hulk movie.
Mm, yeah.
Right? That plays his dad?
I think so.
So, you know, but Edward...
And a lot, like I said, a lot of people don't realize that David Banner and Bruce Banner are two different Hulks.
I mean, I'd be much happier if they brought in Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott. Oh, yeah. As
the. Because his character is
in
the MCU.
If you're
going
to bring Sam Elliott, you bring Sam Elliott in as the freaking the Ghost Rider. The only good Ghost Rider in that movie was Sam Elliott.
That's going to be the end of your MCU love is when Nick Cage shows up on the bike.
Motherfucker. It's one of those I want to see. Sam Elliott show up on the horse and kick Nick Nolte in the fucking dick.
You mean Nick Cage?
Nick Cage. Either one. But, yeah.
Nick Nolte never gets confused with Nick Cage. It's always with Gary Busey.
Yeah, it's Gary Busey and Nick Nolte that everyone always gets so confused. And you know what's really bad? Both Gary Busey and Nick Nolte have been Sexiest Man Alive.
Wow.
People magazine. I found that out one day. Someone's like, yeah, they were. I'm like, no, no. And then I looked it up and I'm like, oh, people had bad taste in the 80s.
Wow. So,
but yeah, I mean, really, if you look at Gary Busey's batshit crazy, but he wasn't completely batshit before the motorcycle accident.
No, but he wasn't. I would never call him like an attractive man. When you put Ryan Reynolds on that cover, when you put Brad Pitt on that, like, I get it.
Right? Has Ryan Reynolds been the sexiest man?
Yeah. Right after, I think it was right after Jackman was.
Okay. Yeah, and then it was the, now it's, which, it's Super NES Man.
Oh, Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which a lot of, I still love going back and watching that old Super NES commercial with Paul Rudd.
And I think the year before that, it was another Marvel guy in Idris Elba.
I think so, yeah.
So, but... Yeah. Busey's always had that fucking horse mouth.
He has.
Those big fucking teeth. And now you're right. He wasn't batshit crazy. And that year he won the...
That was the year like Lethal Weapon, like when he was in Lethal Weapon and all that and all everything. I think it was the... So it was early 80s.
Well, yeah, because he did Buddy Holly, I think. That was the year he was nominated least for the Academy Award.
Which, I mean, if you've ever seen him as Buddy, he did an amazing job as Buddy Holly.
Well, yeah, and the best part about it is he sang all the songs.
Yeah. Before he had, I mean, it's one of those things you almost wonder what Gary Busey would have become if he hadn't had that accident and had the TBI.
Yeah.
The traumatic brain injury. Because he changed a lot. I mean, he was a little crazy before, but he went, like, off the fucking rails after that, after the head injury.
You can almost take his movie characters, Buddy Holly, right? Mm-hmm. Pretty level-headed, you know, nose to the grindstone, working on the career, positivity, not necessarily a pig like you would imagine musicians to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take his character from Black Sheep. And that's basically before TBI, after TBI. Like,
yeah.
Where he's that crazy colonel or captain or whatever living in the bus in the middle of the woods, you know?
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, he did. He went, I mean, because what, it was a motorcycle accident, wasn't it?
Yeah. Riding without a helmet, I think, down, like, Hollywood Boulevard or some shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's sad, crazy to think about. You know, fuck, he's getting up there in age.
Yes.
Yeah. So, we did have a new Marvel release on Monday.
We did?
We did.
Oh, the Moon Knight. I didn't want... Benton has been talking about that, which sounds amazing.
And we've had our first death from that cast.
What?
Gaspard Utile, or Utile, this gentleman right here, He's supposed to play Anton Mogart, who is, I can't remember the villain's name that he becomes, was skiing in the French Alps like 2 days ago and got in a ski accident.
So he did a Sonny?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And from what I understand, this particular spot on the Alps is a crossing path between runs. And they've warned people not to go on it for a while because it was so iced over. They've had lots of accidents.
Yeah.
And he did it anyways. And I think initially they thought he'd be okay. He had, you know, skull damage or whatever. And then that next morning took a turn for the worst and is gone.
Wow.
So, you've not seen the trailer to this, huh?
No, it's like one of those ones, and it sounds horrible to say this. It's come across my screen like 4 times, and I'm like, I need to watch that. And then I got like, you know me, I have like ADD, like, you know, squirrel, man.
Well,
something happens, and I'm like, oh, squirrel.
The good news is you can't go too far now. So,
oh, I can't.
Let's see here. Moon Knight trailer. I don't know a whole lot about Moon Knight, but. Again, Marvel does this all the time, and this actually looks really good. I don't know why it started in the middle, so let's start at the beginning.
Hello, and welcome to Staying Awake.
I have a sleeping disorder. I can't tell the difference between my waking life and dreams.
Hello, and welcome to Staying Awake.
I'm losing it.
We'll catch you on. You're bloody useless, Stevie.
Steven. I can't tell the difference between life and dreams.
Thank you.
Lost the contact lens.
Hope you find it.
Thanks. Yeah.
Oh my God, you're alive. What's wrong with you, Mark?
Why did you call me Mark?
It must be very difficult.
The voice in your head.
Shut up!
There's chaos in you. Embrace the chaos.
Ooh.
Looks pretty good.
It does.
It looks kind of violent for the Disney Plus ones. Although, I wasn't sure Falcon Winter Soldier was going to do it, and that opening fucking scene in the first episode of Falcon Winter Soldier that's just pure action, you know, changed my mind, but this looks dark and violent.
Yeah, it does. I kind of want to see it.
Yeah, looks pretty good.
Benton loves Moon Knight, so, I mean, he's super excited for this. So he's been really excited for this one coming out.
Yeah, I'm super excited too. It looks really good.
It does. And they've been doing good. I mean, I've been watching I watched all the other ones, the Hawkeye, and I loved Hawkeye. I thought it was really good. And, you know, the Star Wars, they've been doing good on Boba Fett. I'm caught up. And
I missed last night, so I got to watch it tonight.
I will tell you, we've talked about the problem. We've had issues getting really into it. Last night, I think, was the final part that actually got me into.
Okay.
That made me really like Boba. Because it finally gave me that thing of understanding where he is now. That he's a different Boba Fett than, yeah, you'll have to watch it. I mean, it's one of those that I'm like, I'm in. I'm all in now.
Yeah.
So last night's episode was really good. I'm all in. And then we also watched, you know, I messaged you about it, but the John Cena with Peacemaker.
Yep, I watched the first episode. I just haven't had a time away from the young one.
We've watched a lot, all three that have come out, and it was, I'm hooked. I mean, John Cena's character in this, all of it is just, the opening credits get me every time. That whole dance and that weird thing, I mean, it cracks me up.
James Gunn released a full version of that.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I have to go find that.
That's the shortened one for the show.
If I ever, you know, loved James Gunn, this made me love him even more. I mean, the whole way he's doing this, it is a total amazing. This is where I think DC gets back, is with these. You know, like they have with, I mean, I've watched all of the Titans. I've watched, you know, Doom Patrol. This is how I think DC gets their mark, because they're not hitting it with the movies.
But we can
see they are
that,
hitting it with these.
Their shows have always been up until now, the Disney Plus ones, which have been really, really good for Marvel. Mm-hmm. But prior to that, DC's blew them out of the water. No, you couldn't even compare.
No, you couldn't. The TV shows compared to the, you know, but the problem was DC can never like take that into the movies, where Marvel was the opposite. They could do the movies, but they weren't able to take it into the shows that well. But they have been able to now. they're starting to take him into the shows.
Well, you got to realize they didn't try until the success of Netflix.
Yes. And then the DC shows, the one thing where they also get there, they're a little bit better, they're naughty.
Yeah.
So we get cartoon or our comic book characters, but naughty. You know, where I mean, in like you said, you watch Peacemaker and then realize really quick this is not something to watch with Toby.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nudity, there's swearing, I mean, constant F-bombs, you know, but that was the same thing. Doom Patrol was the same thing. I mean, you know, the one character constantly, you know, fuck this, fuck that. I mean, you know, and that's kind of the, you know, I think they even dropped a couple cunts in the middle of Doom, you know. So, I mean, it's, which to us is hilarious. We love that word. We think it's funny, but everyone else has a like nightmare, like freaks out every time they hear the word. So I think Amber like goes into vapor lock every time she hears the word cunt. So I say it as much as possible.
My problem is Toby repeats everything. There's no filter.
He's at that age.
There's no, I shouldn't tell my teachers. I watch, you know, I watch this.
Yeah.
So that's more my fear.
Did you know that Bill Bixby was in the 2008 Incredible Hulk?
Yeah.
Oh, I never fucking noticed.
And so was Lou Ferrigno.
I knew Lou was. Because Lou was bodyguard with Stan Lee, right?
Yep.
But I never realized that Bill Bixby was.
Yeah.
So I was just looking at someone else and it popped up on my screen. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, but I mean, sure, we enjoyed the Hulk. We didn't have a lot to compare it to, but it is not a good show.
No.
Then they did that Hulk and Thor made for TV movie show thing.
Oh, I don't think I even saw that. Oh,
or the Trial of the Hulk. Which, oh yeah, not good. I know for a while they did a Spider-Man, like live action TV show in the 80s, didn't last long.
No,
you know,
they could just never pull those off.
No,
I mean Marvel was not good. DC, in all reality, it's always kind of been DC was superior in the TV shows and the cartoons.
Yeah, I mean honestly, some of the Spider-Man cartoons are okay. They're not necessarily my favorite. They're okay. But the one that really stuck out for me Marvel-wise, and I've gone back and rewatched, I still love it, is the X-Men.
Yeah.
You know, not Evolution, the original X-Men one.
Oh, yeah.
Evolution's okay, but I only have it in subtitles, and it's really hard for me to read that fast.
I hate subtitles.
You know, but... I did go back. I haven't finished it yet, but I started rewatching. I'm like midway through season two, Daredevil.
Oh, the live action?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were talking with the kids, I don't know what, Sunday, Monday, something. And we were talking with the kids and about watching Spider-Man and blah, blah, blah. And something came up about Matthew Murdock in it. And so I turned it on. I'm like, you guys want to see why everybody in the fucking theater went nuts when he popped on screen? And then as it got playing, I'm like, I can't stop watching. This is so fucking good. We've always talked about how good it was, but it's still fucking good.
It is. And it's one of those things I've tried to catch up with some of that stuff because I keep worrying that Marvel's Netflix is going to take it off, just like get rid of it, you know, make it go away. So I've always tried to, you know, go back and make sure I've seen them all. So I just finished Punisher and I want to make sure that I've seen the other ones. Iron Fist, I don't even know if I want to see this. I think there was a second season.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to see it.
Yeah. So
I kind of keep hoping that one, just if I drink enough whiskey, that one will just disappear out of my brain.
Frank Castle just went to jail the last episode I watched.
Of Daredevil?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I just finished the second season of Punisher. And it was actually, I mean, it was pretty good. I mean, it was a little less action, but it still wasn't bad. I'd watch it, and it sounds bad. I'd watch it while I'm running on the treadmill.
But with the popularity of Spider-Man right now, I have no clue why we haven't gotten the first appearance of Punisher where he tries to kill Spider-Man.
I don't know
why we didn't get it in the What If, because that was one of the big famous What If comics, too, was What If Punisher actually killed Spider-Man.
See, I didn't know he tried to kill Spider-Man.
That was the initial appearance. He thought Spider-Man was bad.
Huh?
Yeah. That's the cover of the first comic, is him with Spider-Man in his crosshairs.
No.
So,
and see, that's the hard part is that Netflix did so good at like casting the characters for all those roles. It's like Marvel. Well, Iron Fist, yeah. We like I said, I figure if I drink enough whiskey, Iron Fist will just disappear out of my memory. But everybody else, I mean, even Jessica Jones, that had some issues, but really, I mean, considering the part, everything else, it was still a very good casting for that role.
Yeah, Kristen Ritter's awesome. But yeah. That in-fighting scene is what ruined it for me. It was so lackluster. Bad.
It was, and it's kind of like, you know, it's like when I talk about the Fantastic Four, the first Fantastic Four, that was my big issue. It wasn't. The biggest issue with it was the end fight scene with Doom.
Now, I did see that the rumor is the original Reed Richards is going to be in Multiverse of Madness.
Oh.
Now,
I thought that was a great cast for those characters, but it was, honestly, it was just the final fight scene with Doom that just, like I said, it was like my first sexual experience. A lot of buildup, and then that's it.
I don't think they've gotten Sue Storm right yet.
Yeah.
I didn't like Jessica Alba in that role. Whoever was the girl that did it in the reboot, I didn't care for.
See, and that's it. It's one of those, I'll be honest, I'm one of those ones I really think Jessica Alba was overhyped.
Well, yeah.
She was basically one of those ones that she was cute, but I didn't feel like what's that other one that I don't like? I don't remember her name. The one that was in Transformers, but
Fox.
Megan Fox. I feel like they're cute and they cast them because they're cute, but they have no acting.
Now
it's I'm at that age now where I'm like, okay, eye candy. I can freaking go to Pornhub if I want eye candy. I want acting.
That's not necessarily the age you're at now. That is simply the fact that we have internet now.
That's true. I mean, if I want eye candy, I can find eye candy anywhere. I want acting.
Yeah.
And both, I always felt like Jessica Alba, I mean, Angelina Jolie, I'm the same way. I feel like she's not that great of an actress.
So I think with all of them, they have their roles, but you're right. They're not good at acting. They're good at one thing.
Yes.
And because of the cuteness and the popularity they got for that one thing, they expanded them into lots of things that they should not have been in, right? Jessica Alba could handle the rom-coms, no problem.
Yeah.
But you put her in an action superhero movie and it wasn't good. Megan Fox, I thought, was a great bitch. I thought she was great in Transformers. The only other movie I can think of is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and she was a horrible April O'Neil.
Horrible. Yeah, see, that's what ruined that. I'll be honest, that's what ruined that movie for me. I don't think I've ever seen the whole movie. I went to watch it. I got like 15, 20 minutes into it, and she annoyed me so bad, I had to turn it off and just walk away.
Yeah. The no-name actress that played her in the original movies was fantastic.
Yes.
You know, but this one, not so much. And then Angelina Jolie.
She topped out in Hackers.
I like her in action stuff. I know
sometimes,
looking, but
other ones, like I said, Hackers, for whatever reason, the character she played in Hackers, that was the true one. And then all of a sudden it was like everything else. You can tell between Hackers and like her, once she became famous, there's a boob job in there somewhere, you know, and some other things. And Hackers was the character that was somebody that, in all honesty, in high school and my early 20s, before I was married, I would have gone after and I would have dated. But then all of a sudden, it's like once she kind of, I don't know, something happened after Hackers. And then I've never liked her in any other movie since.
See, I liked her in Tomb Raider.
I didn't. I thought that was the worst portrayal.
But according to the writing, not books, her. That's the writing, not her.
Yeah, but still, I mean, it was just one of those things that it was all about her sexiness. That's why I like the new Tomb Raider so much better, because there's a story. It's not just looking at Angelina's Jolie's like freaking cleavage.
Yeah.
You know, there's an actual story. And I don't know, like
Mr.
I said,
and Mrs. Smith.
Eh. That was okay.
You know. I wasn't a fan of Gone in 60 Seconds, but just in general.
No, I wasn't either. I liked the original much better. And I mean, once again, you got Nick Cage and Angelina Jolie. And I wanted to pound my head through a wall.
The only bright spot in Gone, I love Giovanni Ribisi.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why. Like, he's not a major star, you know.
Yeah, but he's also another one of those ones that he has a role that he plays really well, and he just does it a lot.
Yeah, but I.
And he does it really well, though. I mean, I love him in all of his movies.
And maybe it's just because most of it's all bit roles, right?
Yeah.
But because I think
you don't get a lot of
them. He's the drummer who breaks his hand in That Thing You Do. He loses his gig to Shades.
Yeah.
You know, but he kind of plays that jealous, pompous, you know. I like it. Was he Phoebe's brother in
Friends? I think it was Phoebe's brother, yeah, in Friends.
Where the weirdest thing, he was with Kitty Foreman.
Yeah.
Which was totally weird. The Mod Squad. I loved him in Mod Squad.
He's got a sister named Marissa.
What's that?
So he's got a sister named Marissa Ribisi.
Oh, I did not know that.
Huh.
I swear to God, doing this Zoom call thing, and you looking up at the... I swear to God, you're trying to look up somebody's skirt.
No, it's just because I got the monitor right in front of me where the camera's actually on.
Not only that, but like your chin turns, like your head's trying to go sideways.
Yeah.
Like, trying to look like you're hoping you have 3D TV above you and the skirt sticking off the screen.
God, what movie is it? Oh, I was trying to remember what movie it is where they're trying to look down the anchor's like shirt. Is that freaking Wayne's World?
Not the first one, I don't think.
I don't remember. I thought there was one of them where they were trying to look like down the girl's shirt on the TV.
Oh. Offhand, yeah, not ringing. Like, you said that, and my mind went to Anchorman, but then as I was playing the movie through my head, I don't remember that either. It might have been Anchorman. When they were pissed at her for getting the job, and they would all stare at her tits until she looked at them, and then they'd turn around and look away?
Might be.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Giovanni Ribisi has a sister named Marissa that was an actress as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, he's always been one of my favorites, so I like him.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah.
So, before we hooked up here to get the show going, I was on the phone with our boy, Special K.
I love Special K.
And let me see if I can find it here.
Hey, you're still friends with Aaron Myers? She deleted me.
Oh, I don't respond to anything.
I said something against one of her like insane posts, and she got all pissed.
Yeah,
I corrected her. It wasn't even like I said something really mean. I'm just like, hey, this is the actual truth on that. And she's like, motherfucker, and I'm like, okay, cool, I'm out.
Yeah, trust me, she was at the insurrection as well, and I so badly wanted to put numerous shit on her fucking. Like, yeah. I wanted to screenshot somebody's shot that they contacted the FBI just to make it look like I did.
Yeah, she's crazy. There's some interesting ones that we went to high school. That's one thing that's funny. Some of the people we went to high school with, wow.
Well, look where we're from.
That's true.
So, Special K is going through a little tough time right now.
Uh-oh, what happened now?
Yeah, he's single again.
Is he?
We won't go into any details. That's up to him. But he did bring up the fact, he's like, I think I might be ready for the Renerdish guys to do my Tinder profile.
I thought it was a Grindr profile.
He might have to go that way. But as we're talking through his problems and stuff, I'm talking through his situation, and I'm trying to give him, you know, old man sage advice.
Yeah.
Old married man sage advice, you know. Because a lot of what he's talking about is that's what he's looking for, that he wasn't getting, and that's why this relationship ended, was, you know, somebody to spend quality time with, and somebody who wants to spend quality time with him and not, you know. But he proceeds to tell me that Saturday he got shopping for pocket pussies. Weird flex.
That is a weird one. I mean, why? There's some certain things I talk to with my friends. That's not one of them.
However, He then sends me a screenshot of one of the weird ones he found. And
is that the vajankle?
You know it?
No, I just saw the picture there. I'm like, what the fuck is a vajankle?
Is it not working? Why isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. It's got toenails on it.
And you, it's like, why? I'm not going to be able to get a hard on for a week after seeing this, Matt.
This is, okay, people, this is,
I mean,
called,
Amber's going to thank you for this, by the way. Amber's going to thank you for this.
This is called the vajankle. It is a foot cut off just above the ankle. The slit is that part just above the ankle. So it's not even the part, like, this is the weird thing, right? The whole fucking thing is just gross.
Oh, it is.
Feet are fucking gross. We all know it.
Yeah, feet should not. I don't want the possibility of an athlete's foot on my dick.
However, I understand that there's people with that foot fetish kink. It's gross. They're fucking weird. And I don't know any personally because they would be dead to me. But
apparently Special K. I mean, what the hell is he looking at that he came up with a vajankle?
No, he said it was pretty gross, too. He just said he came across it and was telling me about it.
Yeah, he did come across it. He came across it.
But
and now he has athlete's dick.
The foot fetish part would be with the foot, right? The toes and the foot?
Because I feel like at this point, this isn't like a foot fetish. This is like a zombie fetish. Like, you want to fuck dismembered body parts.
Yeah. Yeah, this is some Dahmer shit.
Yeah, because now at this point, you're fucking the whole of the amputated
You're replacing
foot.
The leg bone with your bone.
Yeah, that is messed up. I mean, the
However,
whole idea of having a foot, I mean, because a foot can't even wrap around you. You need them both.
Yeah.
But then, like I said, now you got athlete's dick.
However, I would watch a man if he could stand on one foot, if you know what I mean. That would be a talent. That would be a fucking talent. But really?
Yeah. Like,
this goes back to like when we used to talk about the TV show Shameless, right? And how weird and bizarre some of the scenarios, situations, shit in that show were, that they were so far-fetched from somebody's imagination that you know a version of it had to happen to the writers or somebody the writers knew.
Yeah.
This, the creator of this had something.
I mean, was he walking dead and saw like a dismembered foot and said, I want to fuck that?
Yeah. I don't know. All I can keeps popping in my head is Ryan Reynolds' voices. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I mean, he never fucked a foot.
No, but I'm at a loss for words.
I am too, because it's why?
Because I have a vivid, very far out there, fucked up little imagination myself. That has never crossed my mind.
Well, partly because you don't like feet, but I mean, even at that point, I mean, any body part. I mean, it's
the
like
elbow, right? If somebody made a hand and cut it off at the elbow, so you could put it in, that doesn't no. And
no.
I like handies.
I mean, there's certain body parts that you're supposed to put your boner in, the vagina and the hand. And I mean, some people the bum, but I mean, really the vagina hand, that's about it.
Not the mouth?
Okay, the mouth too, yeah.
Oh
that's
my
true.
God.
You know, well, I've been married for 20 years. I forgot the mouth was an option.
It's not an option for guys like us.
I know, when you've been married this long, the mouth is no longer an option.
But
so,
it's one we can still dream about and fantasize about.
We can. So.
Right? Because that's all we have left.
Yeah, but I've been married so long, my fantasies even tell me no. So.
Yeah, but it's still there, isn't it?
It is, but they still tell me no. I mean, even in my fantasies, I end up in the corner jerking off. So, I mean, it's, you know what it is.
Oh, doomed. Doomed.
Yes.
So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe next week we'll... I think next week... So the wife ended up with the vid.
She got it now? Yeah. She was the one that didn't have it.
Yep. And I'm sure it was from us. I'm sure she, you know... Saturday's her 10-day, so...
You jinxed her.
She jinxed herself.
Yeah.
You know.
Like I said, I'm pretty sure we all had it over Christmas. So...
Yeah.
You know. But, I mean, it's one of those two. We're all vaccinated, too. So, it's kind of one of those. I mean, it's, yeah.
But, so she ended up with it. That's why we're still doing the Zoom thing. But I think next week we'll be able to be back. And maybe we'll bring Kevin in. And we'll sit down and help him out.
But we're going to have to give him the sage advice and talk to him as old married men of, like, how just to just keep chasing the field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the good news for Kevin, he got an early birthday present a couple days ago.
Was it the jankle?
No, his mama bought him Slipknot ticket. So he's got something positive to look forward to.
At least he's going to be slipping into something.
Yeah. The balloon knot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His own.
Oh, the vajankle. What the?
The vajankle. I'm telling you, we just need to make him his own grinder profile. That would be the funniest thing to me.
A grinder profile.
His own grinder profile. Yeah.
I don't want to be mean to him.
I didn't say it's mean. I mean, maybe, who knows? Maybe he'll find happiness there. Because it's not working with women. I mean, he keeps trying to put it in their butt anyway. I mean, that's how he got butt AIDS.
He doesn't get butt AIDS. He passed it to somebody's butt.
No, that's what it was. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
So.
Special K, we love him.
We love Special K. So
He's good content.
He is. He's at that. He's like, what is he? Is he a millennial? He is a millennial.
Yeah,
right?
He just turned 30 last year.
Yeah, so I mean, he's fun because we can talk to him, and I mean, he's that, like, in some ways the stereotypical millennial, but other ways not at all.
Yeah.
Like, were you trying to explain things to him? Like the episode where we had the thing where he just couldn't understand how, like, segregation's really only like 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Like his parents lived through segregation. He's like, no, no. Oh, you know, it's like, yeah, you don't realize how. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe next week we'll have him out and we'll sit at the round table here and put together a little history lesson for him and help him out. Oh, yeah. You know, it's we'll call it giving back to the community. Fuck, you know what? My job gives me 16 hours a year volunteer time. Maybe
there
I'll
you
get,
go. That's it.
Maybe I'll get paid for the podcast next week and take
yes for volunteering and taking care of Special K. I'm sure, you know, Ron will let you have that time.
He's not my boss anymore.
Oh, that's right. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah. So
he still has some pull, though, doesn't he?
Not much.
Yeah,
he's not even a part of that team anymore.
Oh, wow.
So he moved up to a different team, and so he doesn't have he still has contact with some of the people just because he was with them for so long, but, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Special K. Yeah, so I think we'll look forward to that. Maybe that's what we'll do next week.
Sounds good to me.
So between now and then, let's think of a good relationship comedy clip to start the show off with.
I'm sure we can come up with one.
So we'll do that. To be honest, it was kind of funny the way Wanda Sykes started off. That was a lot of, you know, it sounds like Kevin's relationship shit.
Yeah. Yeah. So, the relationship doesn't work till you have kids because it's all about having kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I did. I'm so great at transitions. I did get my third Lego Batmobile.
Nice.
And built that up. It's the one from the new movie.
That's good.
Sorry, I'm looking at it, and it's beautiful.
The new movie hasn't even come out yet.
Nope, but they released the Batmobile of it. So now I have the 66, the 89, and the 2022.
Nice.
Yeah, it excited me, so...
That's good.
And then I got the new arcade game up too.
Well, I'm definitely going to have to come out there next Thursday so I can see all this.
Yeah, I got Ms. Pac-Man.
Nice.
Built and been playing the shit out of Ms. Pac-Man. And for those that don't know, when I was doing stand-up, I had to play Pac-Man before every show just to relax my mind. And so when I got that on Christmas morning, I was super excited. And then, of course, we got home from Disney and I was sick, so I didn't get it built. And I finally got it built and put together and ready to go.
Nice. That's awesome.
I did see on Facebook Marketplace somebody has a missile command for like $250. Oh. And all I could think about is the Chuck episode. And I would spend $250 just so I could play fucking Rush's Tom Sawyer and play Missile Command.
That would be awesome. I love Missile Command was my favorite with the Atari. So
yeah. Now, I don't have a lot of details, speaking of Chuck, but Zachary Levi posted on his Instagram a couple days ago that the finalization of the Chuck movie is getting real close to being finalized.
Oh, that would be awesome. Now, he was amazing, like I said, in the Kurt Warner story. He was awesome.
Yeah. Well, Chuck's awesome, but Chuck's one of those shows that ended horribly.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so if a movie can come out and fix the wrongs.
Yeah.
And I mean, honestly, I mean, sadly, but honestly, not a lot of those people went on to huge things.
No.
Zachary Levi did, of course, becoming Shazam, and he's gotten, he was also, I know it was a bit role, but he was in Thor. And then you mentioned the Kurt Warner story.
The Kurt Warner story did have Casey, Alex, you know.
Yeah.
What's his name? Is it Alex?
Adam Baldwin.
Adam Baldwin, yeah.
Yeah, that guy's a fucking nutcase, though.
Yeah.
Go follow his social media. That guy's legit, like Aaron Meyer's nutcase.
Nice. It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Like, John Casey's not a very far-off character for him to have played.
Well, yeah, and I mean, he was in Full Metal Jacket as Animal Mother, so, I mean, it seems like that's a typical role for him.
Yeah. Was he in Platoon or Cocoon, too? One of those, like...
Might have been. He was in a bunch of those, so...
Yeah. And then, right, I mean...
I gotta take a quick break. I gotta pee.
Oh, my God. Why don't we just let us in the show? We're right there in an hour. He's just leaving me hanging. Like, right in the middle of the show. Hold on, I gotta pee. Like, what the fuck? Anyways, as I was saying, Julia Ling, friend of the show, she hasn't had a whole lot go on, like big movie acting stuff. So it would be great. Josh Gomez, who played Chuck's best friend Morgan. So I'd be super, super ecstatically pumped if that movie came out. Kind of fix the wrongs, if you will. I don't even know what to do. Like, I'm looking at a screen, talking to myself. Happy 60th birthday, Jim Carrey. That was yesterday. I'm looking here at a post from Nick Lindsay, and let's just go ahead and shout him out. It's been a while since we have. He's a good friend of the show. Mr. Pickett, I have not heard from in a while on our show, and so maybe we've screwed up.
I'm horrible.
Absolutely horrible. We are literally like 30 seconds away from...
Damn it, I've been training again, so I've been drinking a lot of fluids, and so now all of a sudden my body's like every 45 minutes, like I pee or I'm going to pee my pants.
Yeah, I'm not sure the guy who should be wearing a diaper should be giving relationship advice.
Yeah, I know. I need to get one. That's what I'm going to start doing when I record. Nick,
you better bring a catheter next week.
Yeah, that's going to be the plan. I'll just sit on Kevin's lap and pee on him, so he'll enjoy it.
Well, I'll pull out one of the metal folding chairs so it's easy cleanup. We should have, we're hoping this weekend, barring how Tosh feels, go by our shed. So the studio will be built. According to Lowe's, now that's where you got yours, right?
Yeah, I did. And it was one of those, the frustrating part was they said it would be like 2 months and it ended up being almost six.
Mm-hmm.
It's like right now with like where I'm waiting for an email from Macy's because I bought a new bed in June that's supposed to be in their warehouse in the next couple of days, supposedly.
So right now on their website, if ordered this weekend, they have it arriving like February 9th.
And that's what they did for us. They said it was supposed to be there, and then all of a sudden it was like 2 days before it was supposed to ship. it didn't.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it did ship, and then it was the wrong one.
And they have the place they use or whatever, like how Home Depot goes through Tough Shed. They're using, it's called Better Barn or something.
Yep.
And so I remembered your story, and I'm like, well, Better Barn's right here in Linwood or whatever, wherever the fuck, not too far away. And so I got on their website, and I put together the same shit I did for Lowe's, and it was like 3,000 more.
Oh, wow.
And I went, okay, I'll go through Lowe's.
And see, the big problem, like I said, we ran into with Lowe's was it was a bunch of stuff that they kept saying was part of it, but then all of a sudden we found out later it wasn't.
Well, so
the roof wasn't part of it. The shingles we had to buy separately. The flooring we had to buy separately. There was a bunch of shit like that.
Huh. That's not going to make me happy.
And that was where we ran into problems. They kept telling us, oh, this is all part of it. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, whoops. And so we got in a huge argument with them, and we ended up, they finally gave us the flooring for like $100 when it was supposed to be like another like six or seven. Like, no, we asked repeatedly if this was part of it, and she kept saying, yes, it was.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we took pictures of the actual paperwork of what all was on it.
Yeah.
But what got us to go look was we got a text that said all those demos were half off.
Oh.
So we were like, oh, well, let's just go look, and maybe they have one built up that, you know, we want. Well, the text was wrong. One of the demos was up for 50% off. And it was to bring in the new 2022 model of that particular shed.
Yeah.
But the one, they had one built, and we really liked it. It has way too many windows. Like, I noticed that's an option not to get all, like, and they're 12 feet in the air. There's, like, 10 windows. I don't need 10 windows 12 feet in the air that I can't open anyways. They're 18 by 18, just solid windows. That is almost like $1,200. So if I get rid of that, that's like $1,200 off. But it's like a 12 by 16 shed. Hopefully with the price that it said it was, with all those options and stuff, the only thing that I'd have to buy extra then is the insulation and walling.
Yeah.
You know, it's got the single door on it that seals and locks and all that shit. And so hopefully within the next month or so, we'll have that all up, ready to go.
That would be awesome.
We started the paperwork for the money to do the garage. So that project will be starting soon, too. We're actually waiting to get the truck back from Tasha's parents, because we're going to start just doing the stuff we can do, insulating the walls in the garage and sheetrocking them, you know, things I don't have to wait for Tasha's contractor cousin to do. You know,
that's awesome.
So hopefully by the time he comes out, all he has to do is wall in the garage door and then put the wall through the middle of the garage to make two rooms.
That'd be awesome. And see, I've thought about that with my garage, is because mine's already, the only thing I wouldn't have to do, because mine's already walled in except for the doors. And I've thought about putting the door and then making a whole nother, like closing it off, because half the garage is my gym and the other half is where Amber's dad's car is. And I can't seem to like get rid of the dad in the car, but I keep trying.
Buy one of those carport tents.
He's already got one of those, and that's where his other fucking car is.
But is it right outside the garage?
No. But that's where Amber parks.
Oh.
So, because behind the outside the other garage door where I have the gym, I have my other shed, my second shed that I have just for my work stuff.
Yeah, I have to go pick that up, too, probably this weekend or next.
Yeah. But I just got one of those, like, plastic whatever.
I have one of those tin ones at the old house.
Yeah, I just have a little plastic one that, you know, it's a Rubbermaid one, but it's just big enough that I can put all of my work stuff into. So every time. But the problem I have right now is the Jeep is dead because I don't drive it. So the battery died and I don't run it enough. So I keep starting it, jump starting it. But then the battery's dead again because I don't run or drive it enough. So I keep having every time I need to get something out of the shed, I have to like pretty much push the Jeep forward, use the shed and then push it back into place.
Yeah. That we call that upper body.
Yeah, I'm just getting a little bit of work there. I mean, I love my Jeep, but it's one of the, I have no reason to drive it.
Yeah. Because you still got the work rig, right?
Yeah, I've got the work rig that I drive every day. I mean, I put it, because I mean, I'm glad I, because I had the option to drive my own car and they would have given me a vehicle allowance. But I put, in 2 years, I put almost 70,000 miles on that work vehicle. I'm like, I would have destroyed my Jeep. Yeah. I mean, as it is, it's got 150. It would have been done for.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like my car, brand new car, I've had it a year and a half, is already out of compliance with my standards at work. So I'm going to have to start paying taxes on my mileage.
What do you mean it's out of standards? It's like not good enough gas mileage?
No, 60,000 or more miles.
No.
I put 32,000 on it last year.
Yeah.
So, yep. I got the red flag on this last month.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know what I'm going to do with that yet, but figure it out, I guess, you know?
Yeah. It's one thing that's always interesting. Like I said, that was one thing with work. When they gave me the option, I could use my car, they'd buy me one. I'm like, buy me one.
Yeah.
So, and I'm glad I did, because it's one of those I did before where I used my car and just got the allowance, and it just never seemed to work out.
Yeah, I don't have that option. There's rumors, but the rumors have been going on for almost 2 years that they were going to get us all vans.
Ron used to have?
Yeah.
I remember that monster van he had.
But, however, that wouldn't be necessarily a daily driver.
No.
One. Two, it would come with no raise. I would actually lose money. Because right now, with my car allowance and my mileage, I get close to $700, $750 a month. And with insurance and car payment, it's about $600 a month. So I make $150. Well, I'd still have to own that car. So I'd have to figure out where I'm going to come up with an extra $600 a month to pay for it.
Yeah, true. Yeah, and that'd be the one thing that's interesting. I remember when Ron had that car, and I was like, that is like the teenager, like, you know, abduction.
Yeah.
Like little kids, you put candy with like a teenagers, you just put Monster, and you're going to be able to abduct a lot of teenagers.
Yeah, it's not even teenagers. It's all Kyle's.
Yeah, and Kevin's.
If you're looking for people with bedazzled jeans and a fucking Affliction t-shirts.
What's really bad is I thought about it. I wanted to see if I could find it. I have like one Affliction t-shirt, and the only reason I have it is because the Gladiator Rock and Run, like mud run that they did way back in like 2011, that was the finisher shirt. Other than that, I've never owned an Affliction shirt.
That's probably what I would use it for, is cleaning up after I finish.
Yeah, and I have no idea where it is. I mean, it's one of those, I like wore it like once or twice, and then I'm like, every time I put this on, this voice in my head just keeps screaming douche.
Oh, I love it. All right, so you were telling me comedy is booked out. What do we got for February?
It's gonna be, I just had to open up my dang phone, and now my phone's being stupid. It is Todd Royce, Barungi, and Anthony Schumann. So, that's a good lineup. It'll be fun. Like I said, I have booked out April, May, and So February, March, April, and May are all
that's
booked.
How the calendar works. Yep.
Yeah. So all those are booked. I'm actually thinking April. I think I'm gonna actually feature. It's been a while since I've done 30. So, when I did the show in February or in December, there I did about 25. So I'm thinking, you know, work on a little bit, and I could definitely at least hit the 30. So. In April, I think I'm gonna feature, because it's just been a long time and I want to do it.
There you go. That's the beauty of having your own room.
Yeah.
So.
And after the show, we got to talk a little. So.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, with all that being said, stay tuned next week. I think we'll have Special K on, and we'll give him some love advice.
Yep. Definitely give him some love advice.
So.
Lots of KY.
Yeah. and vajankles.
Yeah, because we're going to get you on a Grindr profile.
Oh, my God. All right, guys. With all that being said, remember to be excellent to each other.
Hug the ones you love.
And we will see you next week.
See you later.